This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for us to overview the charts from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. When I say we, I mean people associated with the DJV experience and Good Day. Rich McFadden is here, Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keeman is here. Doug Steffen is here. I'm going to review the stories, and then we're going to talk about them. Won't that be fun, boys and girls? There are a lot of things going on. Sports talk radio at number 10, pretty much, as is usually the case. Number 9, the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And do I want to dump on them because of people they don't put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Let's see here. Mr. Assange. And his internet restrictions. You want to do that, Jennifer? You like that, right?
Assange.
Yes, right? Did he, was it almost time for him to go? Pamela Anderson was accused of trying to, this was the silliest story of the week.
It was the most bizarre story.
It was really bizarre, yeah. Right. All right, Richie, I don't know what you're doing to the control, but I can't hear anything that amounts to anything.
Get him a vegan meal, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Can you hear me, Rich?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Really?
Yeah, you sound fine.
You sound great.
All right. I can't hear anybody, really. So maybe you can fiddle there a little bit with something that makes it easier for me to hear. How's that? All right. Meanwhile, the situation in the Philippines, or not necessarily the Philippines, but the fellow who runs, what's his name, Duterte?
Duterte, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he's trying to get cute with the Chinese. And so that's number 6 this week. The Russian military and the Middle East situation, both number 5 and number 4. The emails continue to be a focus of Mrs. Clinton's life. Should I call her Mrs. Clinton or Secretary Clinton? Which should I hear her refer
well,
to?
Well, if the polls are any indication, probably President Clinton. Yeah.
All right, let's see here. There's a scenario, though.
Jen, do you need to take another shower now?
Yeah, right now.
There's another scenario that throws this thing. I've seen a couple of different models that would suggest that this thing could be, although Hillary Clinton, I think, is only 24 votes away, if the election goes the way the polls suggest it goes, she's only 24 votes away from having the total 272 now. But then there are other models that suggest neither one of them gets to 272, and that means the election gets thrown into the House of Representatives, and in that case, you know, I wonder how many Republicans in the House are so angry at Trump that they'd vote for Clinton. What do you think? I think that would be fascinating.
It's this Evan McMullen factor.
Yeah, now you've been talking a lot about him this week. Tell people who he is.
You know, he is a third-party candidate that just kind of popped in the last 3 months. And I heard him interviewed, and the guy was not a politician, very intelligent, very articulate, hit me right in the bullseye on the issues.
Yep.
And I said, you know what? This guy's got my attention. Mm-hmm. So I'm still doing my homework, but I could very well pull the lever for this guy in Virginia. And he...
Is he on the ballot in Virginia?
He's on the ballot in Virginia, and he got on easily. He's only on the ballot in maybe half the states because he just started this 3 months ago. And I don't think his... I don't think he has any pretense that he is going to win, but I think he thinks that he might be able to do well in a couple of states and take some electoral votes, most likely from Trump, and throw this thing into a tailspin where it does go to the House. That's his hope.
But it won't. And no, but you know what? He's a total idiot, and I can't even... this is what's going on.
He's a spoiler for Trump.
But here's the deal. Why, if you're a Republican, and you are not voting for the Republican candidate, then you're saying that you're okay with a President Clinton, which most Republicans are not. And this guy is only fast-tracking it for Trump, and he is a real threat in Utah, and don't be surprised when Mitt Romney comes out and says, you got to vote for this guy, because they're both Mormon. Yeah. They both can get with the Mormon crowd in Utah. And they both want to see this spoiler. And I want to have them explain to me why the outcome of having a President Clinton is going to be better than the outcome of helping out a President Trump.
No matter what happens, you're likely going to have a President Clinton. So at least I'm going to vote my conscience.
Maybe he only started a few months ago because he just turned 40.
Yeah.
Don't you have to be 40? 35.
40. Yeah.
So, 36, I think it is.
Yeah.
You watch that debacle of a debate, and then you listen to this guy talk, and you go, you know what? And if it were close, if Trump were even close, I might have a harder time, and I might have to vote my conscience. But hey, you know what?
It's just, this is what gets me about this election. I mean, I know we can talk about third-party candidates, and they are important, and we should address them. But this far into the game, you really do have two choices here. And I know that it hurts people's feelings and that it's sometimes not pretty. You have two choices. Well, maybe three. You have a Hillary Clinton choice, a Donald Trump choice, or just kind of throw away your vote choice. And you know, I just don't know.
Don't vote for that at all.
I don't know. You have Gary Johnson, right, technically on the ballot in every state?
Mm-hmm. He's not on in every state. But, yes, you do have him in most states.
Okay.
You're not throwing away your vote. I've decided I do want some kind of a movement. I do want.
Yep. Time for movement.
Least,
you're right.
If yes. not at the very least, I don't want the Republicans and the Democrats controlling the debates anymore, since they were the one who created the debate committee, and they get to say who gets to talk and who doesn't. At the very least, I want open. So that anybody who's on the ticket in so many states can get on that stage and debate.
But how would you ever do a debate that way? I mean, you saw what happened with the Republican primary, where you had almost 20 candidates up on stage, and hardly any of them got any time. And some great candidates got dumped out early because of it.
Fed Hillary Clinton, and
well, because that's the power brokers.
We are force fed our candidates.
Have decided, certainly in the Democratic side, that Hillary Clinton was going to be the person. Look at the way they rigged it all. They went after Bernie Sanders, that whole thing, and Trump, and that whatever that reality is, it didn't speak to the political chambers in the Republican Party who wanted to control the situation and couldn't. And this is going to happen to the Democrats, whether they realize they're hiding their head in the sand. If they think they can keep going down the road they went down this time, people are disgusted with what Hillary Clinton and her bunch, Donna Brazile, and those other phonies, or Wasserman, Schultz, all of them, with the same motive, and it's just the people are wise to it. It's not going to, and that's why people will stay home this time. But as that group is going to stay home, the younger people get a little bit older, and they see what's happening with the lack of leadership. Then there'll be, I think you're going to see a lot of wholesale changes.
I agree with Rich on for the debate thing. Gary Johnson, I just Googled it. He is on the ballot on all 50 states. Mm-hmm. So
he should have been.
There is no way that he should not have been in that debate. Can you imagine how different those debates would have been and how much more tolerable name-calling?
If all
it would have
of us
been
agree
about
with this, then why was it not...
Well,
done that
I agree that if a person, and look, maybe it shouldn't be 15%. Right now, the rules are if you have 15% of the vote, you get to be on the stage.
Oh,
it doesn't
man,
have
the
to
rules
do with what party.
Well,
and that's the thing. Maybe we should lower that. But I think what we need to do is make sure that there is some sort of stipulation or some set of criteria. Because if you put everybody who wanted to get themselves on the ballot, if you look at your ballot, in multiple states, there are different candidates running, and there are a lot of them. And if we're going to talk about who has a serious choice here, we have to focus on the serious candidates.
Evan McMullen talking about what it took for him to get on the ballot in Virginia. In Virginia, you have to have at least 5,000 signatures on a petition, and those signatures have to be equally signed across the jurisdictions in the state. So it's not like you can go to Arlington, Virginia, and get 5,000 signatures and get on. So that's a task. And to do that in 10, 12, 15, 20 states, that is a monumental task. Anybody who can do that should be up there on the stage.
15 past the hour. You're listening to a discussion of the Talkers charts from the Good Day Gang and the DJV Gang. It's Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, it's Victoria Keelan, and it's Doug Steffen with something else to think about. That is your health and well-being. The people who are, and actually every single person you're hearing on the air here, all on the same program using Super Beats, the super food that makes you function so much better. And it is food. It is absolutely pure 100% food. No additives. Nothing's in the Super Beats product except dried beets, powdered. Take a teaspoon of it, put it in a glass of water or a smoothie or something like that, drink it, and wow, what a change you'll feel. And all these people here, as I said, Richie, Jennifer, and Victoria, can all attest to what goes on when these dietary nitrates get into your system and open up the arteries to get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It just wakes your body up. That's what you feel, Richie, isn't it? When you and never mind that, the healthy blood pressure that goes along with it. That's really what most people are concerned about.
You know how when you have a massage and you can feel the blood actually going to areas that you couldn't before? That's kind of what it feels like to take Super Beats, especially when you're feeling kind of slow and lethargic, and you take it, and then all of a sudden you feel like your body's kind of buzzing again, like it's up and ready to
go. And you don't need that caffeine. You don't have the caffeine crash.
You will love the boost in antioxidants, the fact that it's a superfood drink loaded with dietary nitrates, easy to take, doesn't taste like dirt, which is what a lot of this stuff. When I make my smoothies of some of this stuff that I put in there,
especially the black cherry flavor. I mean, that one. That's delicious.
I like the
lot of
one.
The football teams, a lot of athletes, doctors drink this food. Super Beats. 800. You writing this number down?
You know when it's best before you get to the phone number?
Yeah, go ahead, Reggie.
At 8 o'clock at night when I go to Taekwondo and I've been working all day and doing stuff with the kids, making sure they get their homework afterwards. And at 8 o'clock, I just do not feel like going to work out.
Nope.
I hit a shot of Super Beats and boom, I'm ready to go.
Opens up those microvessels to get the blood everywhere so you get much more out of your activity. That's what's good about this. Richie hit the nail on the head. Call 800-6. You got anything else you want to add before you get the number?
I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com, 800-655-4183. What a super way to take super good care of that super body of yours. Super life experiences start with Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
Everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Change of season is almost upon us, and lifestyle expert Chris Drew shares tips and tricks for looking and feeling your best.
When the seasons change, so should your skincare products. And we found the perfect moisturizer to help combat the dry skin that typically accompanies the fall season. Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer helps you get beautifully moisturized skin and right in the shower with a breakthrough formula that blends with the water on your skin to deliver hydration. You just rub it in and pat dry, no need to rinse off. This Wet Skin Moisturizer immediately absorbs to lock in moisture with no sticky residue. It also has a restoring argan oil, which is known for its healing and soothing properties. Helps skin look four times healthier in just a single application. And this one I have here with original cherry almond essence is delicately fragranced with the brand's iconic and timeless scent. You can get these at drugstores nationwide for just $6.99 each.
For more, go to Jergens.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, going through our ideas, comments on the charts, the issues that are on the charts for this week from Talkers Magazine. The list is at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. We've been talking, as one might expect, about the presidential race. There is a big focus on voter fraud this week. Tampering at the polls. The issue comes up on the people who are running, whether it's your town clerk, your city clerk. There are people hired to run these election machines, if you will. And it escapes me every time that we hear these stories, not about voter fraud, but just the incompetence of people. And there always are lines and confusion. I mean, what the hell else do these people do who are paid to make sure that we have a good, clean election? What do they do the rest of their time for the rest of the year? Their job is to make sure everything functions well. And we all hear time after time after time of these things, whether they're fraudulent on purpose or this,
or the machines are down or whatever. Yeah, I know.
It's, right.
So, I don't know how we haven't gotten this right yet. I mean,
it's too big. There's too many people. It's just, how do you manage something that huge?
Mm-hmm.
Think about how big that is.
Then is there going to be, should we just assume that there will be voter fraud, that people will tamper with the results? And then how can we...
Unintended mistakes? I think we should assume that. But fraud?
Well, is there really... I mean, I think that both parties have engaged in fraud, the Democrats especially, in my opinion, with all of this stuff chasing Bernie Sanders out of town and the way that they did it. That's fraudulent.
Well, look at the James O'Keefe videos this week. That's pretty telling as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Project Veritas stuff.
Jennifer, you started to say something.
Oh, no, I was agreeing. Yes, the Project Veritas stuff.
Explain that to people that don't know what they're all
James
about.
James O'Keefe is the guy who, if you remember, he was the one that exposed Acorn a few years ago.
Yep,
and then NPR a few years after that.
Right, and so he went undercover within the DNC and found all sorts of things. And the most damaging and troubling is that the DNC and democratically funded charities actually set up, or not charities, but PACs. groups, PACs, super PACs,
attacks, essentially. They set up people to go into Trump rallies and incite violence. So if you remember, like in Chicago, when Trump was in Chicago, he couldn't even get into his rally because the risk for people getting hurt was so bad. And people were getting bricks thrown at their heads at Trump rallies. Well, it turns out that these people were being brought into the rallies to start fights with the Trump supporters, and that these were all really shills so that the media could report that Trump rallies were a violent space. And it was all caught on tape, and it was all set up and acknowledged by the DNC.
And then the other thing that they found, you can see the videos. You can watch
You can watch its entirety. It's not like it's been edited.
It's fascinating. But one of the other things they found, Doug, is that there are people who create companies so that they can hire non-citizens and give them a paycheck. But they don't give them a job, really. They just give them the paperwork. And they're also providing them with cars so that they have a registration. And so that they have a registration for a car and a paycheck. And that gets them to where they can register to vote in some states. And the reason they buy them cars is because they know if they truck these people in on buses, all of a sudden they've got a homegrown conspiracy theory. Oh, a bus came in with a bunch of Hispanic-looking people on it. Let's check it out. So they send them in individually with their own cars, and then the car thing. They're working deals with used car lots to buy cars in bulk.
Don't you wonder what's at stake here? When we talk about a $400,000 a year job, it isn't that. It's what happens after the fact. What is Obama going to do when he gets out of office in January? How's he going to make money? We asked that question about Bill
Clinton. People are
going
to pay him to speak. I mean, my God.
He wants to work for the UN, too. I mean, forget the speeches, but I think he wants to go to work for the UN.
But there's no money in that. He'll be doing things.
He doesn't need the money, though.
How do you know?
Well, because none of the presidents ever need the money after they're out of office.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now with a review of the items that are of interest on the top of the scale, if you will, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, put together every week for us to discuss. People on talk radio programs around the country, stations, hosts, all are a part of this survey. And then we take the top 10, maybe we don't get all 10, maybe four or five of them, to parse the language that seems to apply, the stuff that you may not have heard. Who wants to talk about Wednesday's debate? Why? There's nothing else to say. Who wants to talk about the Al Smith dinner? Nothing else to say about that. The voter fraud thing, however, is important, I believe, to be talking about. How the polls are being tampered with, that's number two this week. Also, the situation at number four with Daesh and the campaign in the Middle East, and an ancillary part of that are the soldiers. Well, there was one soldier from Illinois, and then there was a civilian employee working for the Army from Oklahoma that were killed this week in Afghanistan. Why? Why were they killed? Because they were there. Why are they there? I would like to have an answer to that question.
Because we left and ISIS came.
Yeah, I mean, right now, one of the, well,
oh, in Afghanistan,
you still had people on the ground. No one had really left. There are people still there.
Yeah.
In Iraq, you have a big offensive going on where Iraqi forces, with our help, are trying to recapture Mosul from ISIS.
Why?
Why?
Because if you don't, then you
they're
have
going
ISIS.
To take
but
over.
Why are they there? Yeah, why is ISIS there?
Because
we left.
We left.
Why did we leave?
Because we were there.
Why were we there? I mean, I think this
who's
is...
Who's on first?
Keep go back. No, this is not funny. Think about it for
I know what you're doing. You're going all the way back and trying to...
I'm going back to when Hillary Clinton and her ilk, every member of Congress and in the Senate, voted to go into Iraq to help the military-industrial complex make more money. Look at the investments the Bush family has in these companies. And the reason I asked the question I did about Obama and what he's going to do, look at the Clinton Foundation and all the talk about they're doing great work. the way that they get more money other than raising it is to invest it in certain companies.
Well, it was
I would love to have you look at the list of investments that the Clinton Foundation has. And I'm going to bet dollars for donuts that there's plenty of money invested in companies that do business in war. And it goes on and on.
So why don't we all invest in that? If they're making money on it, why shouldn't we?
Exactly.
Because it's immoral.
Let's pull our money. I got $100 on me. What do you guys have?
It's unhuman to send other human beings out to give their lives so you can make a buck. And that's really what this is all about. The whole thing is nothing but that. There's nothing good that has come of any incursion that we've been in since World War II. Not a thing. We created North Korea. Look at what a great job that guy is doing. Look around. Who's the first guy who said, okay, let's separate these two countries so that we can have the good guys in the south and the bad guys in the north. And what comes of that?
Well,
you got some kook who's got nuclear bombs.
Yeah, but if we didn't, the whole continent or peninsula of Korea would be North Korea.
I suggest
at least the southern part of it is.
You keep telling yourself that, Richie. You tell yourself that that's the only way.
So you think if we let North Korea overrun South Korea, everything would have worked out fine?
No, it wasn't North Korea that was doing it in the first place. It was the Chinese.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the North Koreans and South Koreans. The Chinese just infiltrated because they wanted to see if they could push a little bit further, and they did. But what to what gain?
And
not only do they want more territory, but they also have their own military-industrial complex, as do the Russians. Why do you think Putin is as eager? Look at Putin's investments. That's we all think in terms of
the
West and the way we run.
Putin is doing
the way we run things in the West. They do the same thing over there. And I don't know if there's anything. I could sound like the angry man about this, and maybe I'm the only one who talks about this. Maybe there are others who do or that have woken up to it. At some point in time, there's going to be a consciousness, it seems, that will change all of this. And every time I mention it, that's all I'm aiming at. You think I think with my voice I'm going to change the world? No. But if I change a few people's minds, or if somebody hears this for the first time and says, you know what, that guy makes sense. I don't know who he is. But think about what he's saying. And that's all I care to accomplish with this. I am not angry about it. It upsets me that so many people, and I'm wondering, actually, Victoria, there's this widening gap between the younger minds and what their priorities are and older minds and what their priorities are. You know, we talk about the rich and the poor.
Yeah.
We talk about the people that are healthy and the people who aren't. But there's the biggest divide, I think, isn't about money. It's about age and beliefs. And I think there's nothing in the middle, or very little in the middle. There are people who are richies. They're baby boomers plus. Jennifer's in the middle, and she's kind of squeezed. And then there's you, Victoria, and people who are younger than you who have ideas that don't blend with people that are my age and older.
But isn't that ever? But that's every generation.
Not
I mean,
like it is now.
Not really? Because I feel like it's the same. Because if you were at Woodstock, your parents, you know, railed against everything that, you know, the bra burning and everything. And that was a huge divide between generations. I just think it's the same. It's just different issues.
Yeah. Well, the issue is more important. What was so important?
It was Vietnam back then.
Yeah.
So the same.
Was that the reason for Woodstock? Vietnam?
In part.
I just use that as an example. I think that's always happens with every generation. It's just the issues.
Then why do you think I feel like there's more of a divide? Is it just me?
Because you're getting older.
Excuse me?
Well, we all are. Trust me.
Oh,
I mean,
you.
I feel like there's a divide where I go, oh, my gosh, I can, like, and it's funny because I can listen to Kara or I can listen to Victoria. And, I mean, in Victoria's case, I'm only a few years older than
her. Yeah, but Jen and I aren't that far apart.
We're not that far apart, but I go, oh, my gosh, there's a real divide, like, right there. Like, and not in a bad way. It's just our life experiences are a little bit different. I mean, maybe that's true with just everybody because we all have our own personal story. But it is sort of noticeable when you get into your later 30s and you have people people who are in their early to mid-30s or their late 20s where you go, gosh, it's a little different. Not in a bad way. I mean, we need to celebrate that stuff. The problem is when you get an ageist society, like sometimes when people start to become over the hill and we discount them, that's kind of a problem. But otherwise, I think, I mean, it's good that we have these differences so we can exchange ideas.
Remember, I mean, to me, the biggest gap that is existing now between me and my parents is technology. That, to me, is a vast divide that has never happened in any generation.
And what's funny is I feel that, too. Even though I don't feel like I'm old, I'm like, oh, my God, I look at these people in their 20s and in their teens and even, like, four-year-olds that are, like, just whizzing past me in technology because it's just so intuitive, you know. And my generation was the one that we'd go in the fourth grade to the big Apple computer lab, and it was like, you know, it was like a big deal. It's weird how that has changed. It's just so commonplace.
Well, the idea here is, yes, there is a divide, there always is, between older and younger. But I think that the technology certainly separates us. I'm thinking about last night at dinner. My son and my daughter have both embraced the same thing the Rich has in terms of Apple products, iPhones, iPads, Mac laptops, that kind of stuff. And so Brendan and I are trying to figure out how to take the iPhone. I got a new iPhone. We're trying to figure out how to use it in a couple of certain examples. And he doesn't know any more than I do. He just, we were fiddling around. Because I asked him to do things that he'd never done before. Because I'm trying to use it in a different way than he uses it.
Sure.
And that's partially what's going on. But it was just fun. We had just a huge laugh over it. All of the three of us, my two children and I, just had a huge laugh over me fiddling around with a thing, looking or trying to look like I know what I'm doing. But it really is. It's so easy for them, and it's not easy for me because it isn't where I come from. Well, in reality, it isn't really where they came from either, but they've used it since the beginning. I resisted it at the beginning, and now Richie will tell you that I've adopted things as I felt comfortable doing it or I felt it necessary to do it. And so that's, you know, that's part of my growth curve. And what I don't really want us to think is that we stop learning because we get older. And I think that's the prejudice that gets shown sometimes by younger people who don't have any tolerance for the way it either was or the way, you know, people who aren't as smart as they are when it comes to certain tools. There's a discrimination there that is as bad as the racial discrimination or the discrimination between the haves and the have-nots, I think. Frankly, what do I accomplish by having
just remember
said
that,
all of that?
Several months back, we talked to somebody who had a new book or a movie or something like that, and they were going through elections. And I don't think it changes. I think it's the same. I think it's always been the same. I think it'll always be the same.
You get more conservative as you get older?
No, they were going through elections, and they were had circumstances where the candidates were just being nasty and rude to the other candidates, so far in that they were taking out their mother and their wives and saying their wives are ugly and she's a tramp and all this other stuff. So I think we always think it's worse now than it was when we were young, but I don't think it is. I just think we have a different perspective.
Well, maybe we're paying more attention to it.
Yeah,
I've never seen a candidate like Donald Trump before, though, in a national election.
He's
different in our lifetime, but you read these books about, you know, you go back 150 years.
Greg Stebbins wrote The White House Confidential.
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah. But, I mean, you go back, and they were nasty. I mean, they were...
Well, during the Teapot Dome era, and, during when it occurred, but there wasn't news media to cover it. So, the same sort of thing. Maybe personalities haven't changed. It's just the way we get our information.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's the key. Yeah. That's it.
My grandmother always used to say, times change, but humans never do. Human nature doesn't.
Continuing here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I think it's my job to keep you abreast of what we're talking about and maybe the specifics of what are on these lists that I'm always referring to, the Talkers Countdown lists of stories and people. So on the people list this week, important names include at number 10, Josh Brown, the kicker for the Giants. Number 9, John Kerry, and whether he was with Julian Assange or not, he was there. just before the problem erupted with Assange. Number 8 is Assange. Number 7 is Duterte, the guy from the Philippines. Paul Ryan is at number 6. Pukin Putin at 5, Bad Vlad. Some refer to him as Bad Vlad. Number 4, Patrick Kennedy, the Undersecretary of State, not the congressman from Rhode Island, and the son of Ted Kennedy. Barack Obama's in the 3rd position, Hillary Clinton's in the 2nd position, and Donald Trump leads the pack again. Courtesy of Talkers Magazine, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's review the big stories of this past week so that you'll have a handle on how the discussion is going, or you can build up in your own mind an opinion about some of these things that you may not have known anything about until we discuss them here in this program. At number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, the playoffs, NFL games, that sort of thing. Number 9, the Josh Brown case. Number 8, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Number 7, the WikiLeaks situation with Julian Assange. Number 6, the Philippine president courting the Chinese. Number 5, what's going on with the Russians in the Middle East. Number 4, Daesh and their campaign to stay alive. Number 3, the Clinton email fiasco and what did or didn't get done with the emails. Number 2, the voter fraud allegations. And number 1, the presidential race with a focus on the debate. Those are the big stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen. 45 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Kellogg Company. How do you create 3 billion better days for people around the world? For Kellogg Company, that means fighting hunger and feeding potential each and every day. Chris Charles, Senior Vice President, Kellogg Company.
We share people's passion about where their food comes from, the people who grow and make it, and that there is enough food for everyone. Through our Breakfast for Better Days purpose platform, we're fighting hunger and at the same time partnering with farmers and others who are helping create solutions to these challenges for generations to come. As a global food company, we're committed to doing our part to help feed a growing population with increasingly limited natural resources.
Beyond providing food to food banks and other organizations, Kellogg is also supporting the livelihoods of farmers in communities where their ingredients are grown and helping them to improve their yields through climate-smart agriculture practices and reduce food waste. For more information, visit KelloggCompany.com.
Change of season is almost upon us, and lifestyle expert Chris Drew shares tips and tricks for looking and feeling your best.
When the seasons change, so should your skincare products. And we found the perfect moisturizer to help combat the dry skin that typically accompanies the fall season. Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer helps you get beautifully moisturized skin and right in the shower with a breakthrough formula that blends with the water on your skin to deliver hydration. You just rub it in and pat dry, no need to rinse off. This wet skin moisturizer immediately absorbs to lock in moisture with no sticky residue. It also has a restoring argan oil, which is known for its healing and soothing properties. Helps skin look 4 times healthier in just a single application. And this one I have here with original cherry almond essence is delicately fragranced with the brand's iconic and timeless scent. You can get these at drugstores nationwide for just $6.99 each.
For more, go to Jergens.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Let me pay attention to the people on the list. Josh Brown, John Kerry, Julian Assange, Rodrigo Duterte, Paul Ryan, Pukin Putin, Patrick Kennedy, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. Those are the names on the list. I didn't want to go through the hour and not at least have mentioned them, but we got stuck on two or three stories that are very important this week. Thank you for your attention. Rich, thanks you. Jennifer, thanks you. Victoria, thanks you.
Absolutely.
And Doug, thanks you.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Three past the hour now. Time for us to review the top five stories of the week from the world of technology. Tech Talk time with a focus on number five to number one. I'll be the big voice announcer. Victoria Keelan is here with a report as we start with number five.
Well, Halloween is, of course, coming up soon, so Google's Frightgeist report for 2016 came out, and this is basically the hottest, most searched Halloween costume ideas. And even though it's such a political climate that we're living in with Ken Bone and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you would think that they would be at the top of the list for Halloween costumes. Turns out they didn't even make the top 50. And when Google analyzed all of the searches that people were doing this year, everyone's escaping into movies and video games that they've enjoyed throughout this year. So, not surprisingly, Suicide Squad, which is one of the biggest movies of the year, Harley Quinn and the Joker are the two main characters from that movie, and they are also number one and number two in the costume contest this year. So you expect to see a lot of Jokers and Harley Quinns, so you may want to deviate from that if you're still looking for a costume idea. Also that was big this year, Star Wars. Really, a lot of Star Wars characters. Darth Vader is still in there. He's still popular. And Pikachu from Pokemon Go, which we can't get away from Pokemon Go in 2016.
All right, continuing the top five tech stories of the week with number four.
Twitter had some interesting news this week in terms of a new study where they analyzed 80 million Twitter messages searching just for mentions of food. Coffee is the most tweeted food in America from mid-2014 into mid-2015.
Coffee, when they analyzed all this. Food? Is coffee really a food?
Food and drinks, yeah.
Huh, really? Okay.
Okay.
I never thought about copies of food. Like, well, root beer. Root beer is not a... Any
well,
drink
beer
drink
is actually yeah, but well, yeah. Beer is actually the second most tweeted item, and pizza was the third most.
Now that's food.
Okay. So anyway, so what they were looking at is to see if there's a correlation between where you live and what you and what type of food you tweet about, and it turns out there is a big correlation. The neighborhoods that tweets that came from poorer neighborhoods and regions that had had large households, they were less likely to mention healthy foods. So you'll see more fast food mentions, more pizza, more beer, and it turns out in areas because these are geotagged tweets that they analyzed, they didn't analyze just generic tweets. So in areas where your surrounding neighborhood tends to be healthier and where fitness and exercise and eating healthy are more prevalent, those tweets corresponded with actual healthier lifestyles and lower cases of heart disease and heart attacks and things like that. So it's an interesting exercise that you can actually, you know, kind of go through your own Twitter feed and see how often you mention food, and it might actually correlate to, you know, your own fitness goals.
Number three.
There we go. Instagram has a new feature that they started this week. It's basically to connect a suicide prevention hotline to an Instagram account. If you see a friend or someone that you follow displaying some sort of self-harm tweet or Instagram post or behavior, you can actually anonymously report it to Instagram, and Instagram will reach out to them and connect them to help. So it's a really, it could potentially save lives. So it's a great thing that Instagram started.
The top five tech stories of the week, with number two now.
Drones had a good week. They are not only saving lives in the flood efforts in North Carolina, but they're also saving lives in Rwanda. Rwanda officially opened its first drone delivery program for blood and plasma to fly within 30 minutes. If a nurse texts this program and says, we need blood or we need plasma, it's 30 minutes later, it's dropped on the ground in Rwanda. And the number one cause of death in Rwanda is postpartum hemorrhaging for women. So this could potentially save a lot of lives.
All right, number one, not surprising, a focus on something going on at Apple.
Yeah, Apple, when they had their big announcement in September, when they announced this, the iPhone 7, they did not mention the MacBook. And people were really scratching their heads on that. So it turns out earlier this week they sent invitations out, and they're having another conference next week where it's expected that they'll be unveiling a new MacBook Pro with a reimagined keyboard. So it'll be a regular traditional keyboard, but the top of the keyboard will be touchscreen, just like an iPhone, and it will change. The buttons will actually change depending on what activity you're currently doing. So if you're Photoshopping, it's going to have all shortcut buttons for that. And if you're listening to music, it's going to have all the music buttons that you need. It's kind of revolutionary. People are excited about it.
Speaking about revolutionary, Facebook is launching a food delivery service. They're trying to save themselves any way they can. Thought that was a pretty interesting idea. Victoria Keelan, two of the top five tech stories.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.